Facebook is continuing efforts to improve its reputation. For months, the company has taken a stronger stance on curbing online misinformation, and one of its latest moves was to suspend Alex Jones. This Alex Jones.
I know there are real mass shootings. I know people lose children. I'm a father. It hurts my heart. So I don't know what the truth is. All I know is the official story of Sandy Hook has more holes in it than Swiss cheese.
Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist behind the website InfoWars, was also suspended from YouTube, and now Spotify users are calling for that company to remove Jones's podcast. For more on this, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media for Recode. He's with us from San Francisco. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Alex Jones has spread a lot of conspiracy theories. He's claimed, as we just heard there, that the shooting at Sandy Hook was a hoax. He has been a central figure in this debate over how Facebook should police content. Why was he suspended now? Why didn't it happen sooner?
Well, the reason that Facebook finally took action is that they say that Alex Jones uploaded a number of different videos to Facebook that violated the company's terms of service. So these were videos that either encouraged bullying or targeted users based on their religion or their sexual orientation, if you will. And so there was finally a good enough reason, I suppose, for them to suspend him. He's not gone forever, but he has been suspended for 30 days.
But they did not suspend his website, InfoWars. Why not?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky, but you have to kind of see a distinction between Alex Jones, the person, and then Alex Jones, the brand, and InfoWars, the brand. So perhaps the easiest way to think of it is that Alex Jones, the user, is able to upload these videos to a number of different pages. So he accrued a lot of strikes against Facebook's policies by doing that. Each of the individual pages, though, only, you know, accrued strikes for each video that was uploaded. So you can kind of see how the network effect there impacted him more heavily than it impacted, say, InfoWars' page.
When you take this news and put it together with what I just read the other day, which is that President Trump is spending more money on Facebook and political advertising than any other campaign at this point, it does seem like Facebook may be getting a bit more conservative, or at least conservatives are figuring out ways to use Facebook that liberals are not.
I think if you look back at the 2016 presidential election, there's no doubt that President Trump used Facebook advertising and Facebook targeting much better than Hillary Clinton did. And there's been a lot written about that over the last couple of years as people have started to look back on that election. I think the thing that's been interesting about Facebook is that it continually gets this, what I think is unfair criticism, that it is biased against conservative viewpoints, or that it is suspending people like Alex Jones, and that's a threat to the conservatives more broadly. I don't think that there's any real proof that Facebook is doing that. And at the same time, in some ways, I think that public outcry has forced Facebook almost to swing the pendulum a little bit further that way. You know, they're almost making some excuses for content that is left up that probably shouldn't be. So it has been really interesting, but I think there's no doubt that President Trump has shown that he is an incredible Facebook marketer, and I'm sure we'll see that heading into the 2020 election as well.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you.